Hundreds of the residents of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip mark the 54th anniversary of the massacre of the same name. Hundreds of people, including dozens of Egyptian soldiers, were killed in the massacre, which started on the 3rd of November of 1956 and lasted for several days. Survivors said that the Israeli army at that time rounded up residents of the town and the neighboring refugee camp and shot them on the streets and in their homes.
I was 9 years old at the time. Two of my brothers and two of my cousins were killed in front of my eyes. It was a horrific scene. The Israeli army continued the killing for several days.
In the subsequent UN investigation, Israel claimed the casualties were due to fighting between Israeli army and resistance forces. But according to then Israeli Army Chief of Staff Moshe Dayan, there was only one case where Israeli troops were fired at. The commemorating event was organized by Hamas movement in downtown Khan Yunis, next to the remaining wall of the castle, where some of the victims were massacred. Hamas leader Mahmoud Zahar said that such massacres will not weaken the steadfastness of the Palestinian people.
Here in this place, in 1956, the blood of Palestinians was mixed with the blood of Egyptian soldiers who fought the Israeli army. The bloodshed continues today, but one day, the Israelis will be expelled from Palestine.
This massacre was reported to the UN General Assembly on the 15th of December 1956 by the director of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, Henry Labuz, who reported that 275 people were killed in the massacre, of which 140 were refugees and 135 local residents. But survivors said the number is over 500 people.
I remember very well, I was attending school when Israeli forces entered our camp in the afternoon. They gathered the men on the wall of our home and then rounded them up.
Khan Yunis was the site of Israeli helicopter attacks in August 2001. In October 2002, that left several civilians killed, hundreds wounded, and many buildings destroyed.
Palestinians here, especially the survivors of 1956 Khan Yunis massacre, mark the anniversary every year. They demand international human rights organizations, as well as UN bodies, to stop the atrocities against the Palestinians and persecute perpetrators who committed crimes against humanity. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Fresh TV, Gaza.